I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting to order. Let the record reflect that it is Wednesday, May 15th, the last day of session. The time now is 10:23 a.m. We have members present, Senator Merrick, Senator Bjorkman, myself, Chair Kawasaki. We do have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to thank, for the last time, Savannah Danbert for being our Senate recorder and Dylan Williams with the Legislative Information Office. On today's agenda, we just have three bills, House Bill 316, Emergency Wireless Device Location Disclosure by Representative Craig Johnson, House Bill 330, Prisoner Electronic Device Access and Rates by Sarah Vance, Representative Vance, and House Bill 362, Prisoner Medical Care Medicaid Reimbursement by Representative Prox. First, we'll take up House Bill 316, Emergency Wireless Device Location. We do have a draft committee substitute on the desk for House Bill 316. May I have a motion, Representative Merrick?
Yes, thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I move to adopt the committee substitute for House Bill 316, Work Draft 33-LS1235/Uniform as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion if I can have... Oh, there. Mr. Hayes, come forward and explain the minor change.
Through the Chair, Joe Hayes, staff to Senator Kawasaki. The change is on page 2, line 26, and after use, add and dissemination, and add dissemination to use when setting reasonable limits regarding the location of a wireless device will better ensure that various concerns, i.e. the location of an adult who may not want to be located, are considered during the department's regulation development process. A particular concern is the potential that an adult may be located in a domestic violence shelter and may not want their location disclosed.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Are there any questions for Mr. Hayes? Hearing none, I will remove my objection. Are there any further objections? Hearing none, Work Draft 33-LS1235/Uniforms been adopted in lieu of the original bill. Do we have anybody who'd... I better open up invited and other comments. Public comments. Is there anybody online who'd like to testify? And would the staff member for Representative Johnson like to come forward and make a comment on the bill? Okay. Hearing and seeing none, we'll close the public testimony. I just want to let folks know in the room that we do have Lisa Purinton with the Department of Public Safety available for questions. Are there any questions? Hearing and seeing none, Representative Merrick, may I have a motion?
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I move for House Bill 316, Work Draft 33-LS1235/Uniform, be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, House Bill 316, Work Draft 33-LS1235/Uniform, is moved from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal notes. We will roll back right into business with House Bill 330. House Bill 330 was heard last week, Prisoners, Electronic Devices, /Rates. This is sponsored by Representative Sarah Vance. Members do have a draft committee substitute for House Bill 330 in their packets. May I have a motion, Senator?
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I move to adopt the committee substitute for House Bill 330, Work Draft 33-LS0761/PAPA as our working document.
And I will object for purposes of discussion. I have, if we could have Ms. Riley come forward, introduce yourself, and explain the changes in the P version of the bill.
Of course. For the record, my name is Riley Von Borstel, staff to Senator Kawasaki. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Senate State Affairs Committee. This bill, committee substitute, makes a few changes. It's the CS for House Bill 330, version H.A to version P, an act relating to the use and possession of electronic devices by prisoners and relating to prisoner communication reimbursement rates. The first change is that it deletes from the previous version, allow a state correctional facility operated by the state to charge a fee for electronic mail or electronic visitation services, and would insert, allow a state correctional facility operated by the state to charge a fee for services offered on an electronic tablet used by an inmate or a non-incarcerated person outside the facility. The third change is deleting from the previous version, the commissioner may not set the rate of reimbursement for the use of a telephone, a form of digital correctional or an electronic visitation service by a prisoner at a rate that exceeds the cost of service, and would instead insert the department may enter into a contract with a for-profit technology vendor only if the contract is deemed necessary by the commissioner. A contract between the department and a for-profit technology vendor may not grant the vendor sole authority to determine when a contract terminates or when or how often a device is replaced.
Great. Thank you very much, Ms. Von Borstel. Are there questions for Ms. Von Borstel? Hearing and seeing none, I will remove my objection and adopt the committee substitute for House Bill 330. I'd like now to open up invited and public testimony on House Bill 330. We have Mr. Bob Ballinger, who's the staff to Representative Sarah Vance. If you'd like to come forward and make any comments, we also have April Wilkerson online for questions only. And is there anybody else who'd like to testify? Maybe one. Okay. Did you have any questions or comments you'd like to make, Mr. Ballinger?
Not at all, but I would. Bob Ballinger, Representative Vance's office, through chair. Thank you for the invitation. Don't really have any comments, but I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Are there any questions for Mr. Ballinger?
Thank you, Minnie.
Hearing and seeing none, we will open up public testimony. We have Mr. Don Haberger come forward, and if you'd like to state your name and your affiliation for the record, welcome.
Certainly. For the record, Don Haberger with the Juvenile Reentry Coalition. On behalf of the nine coalitions statewide that are in Alaska, thank you for your work on this. Thank you for your support. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Haberger. We will now go to, are there any other questions for anybody else? Hearing and seeing none, may I have a motion, Senator Merrick?
If it is.
Sorry, I'll close public testimony, and then Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I move for CS for House Bill 330, work draft 33-LS0761/PAPA, be reported from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
And are there any objections? Great. Hearing and seeing none, House Bill 330, work draft 33-LS0761/PAPA has been reported from committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal notes. We will now take up House Bill 362, Prisoner Medicaid, Medical Care Medicaid Reimbursement. This is a bill by Representative Mike Prox. We have with this Maggie. On behalf of the representative, if you could state your name and your affiliation, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Senate State Affairs Committee. For the record, my name is Maggie Elliott, staff to Representative Prox. Per the Department of Corrections request, House Bill 362 addresses the reimbursement rate for medical care provided to prisoners within the state. It recognizes the unique circumstances of incarcerated individuals and seeks to ensure appropriate health care coverage by capping the reimbursement rate. Establishing the rates with those under Title 19 of the Social Security Act, we can expect cost savings. This alignment ensures cost effectiveness and brings predictability to the budgeting process. In addition, the provision allowing the commissioner to negotiate contracts for higher rates, allowing flexibility when needed. House Bill 362 presents a balanced and strategic approach to managing health care costs in prisons while ensuring the provision of necessary care. It is a step towards a more sustainable and effective health care system within our prisons. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Elliott. Are there questions about House Bill 362 from the sponsor of the bill? Hearing and seeing none, we will go ahead and open up public and invited testimony. We do once again have Ms. April Wilkerson online for questions only. Doesn't seem to be anybody else online offering public testimony. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. Wilkerson in the Department of Corrections? Great. Hearing and seeing none, we will close public testimony and look to the will of the committee.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I move for House Bill 362, Work Draft 33-LS HB1387-alpha to be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and indeterminate fiscal note.
Thank you, Senator Merrick. Do I hear any objections? Hearing no objections, House Bill 362, Work Draft 33, LS1387-alpha, has been reported out of committee with individual recommendations and the indeterminate fiscal note. That would conclude our meeting for today and probably for the rest of the legislative session. We do not have another meeting scheduled, and so at this point we will gavel out the Senate State Affairs Committee. The time now is 10:34.